This lesson will use the classic Feldenkrais pelvic clock movement pattern, and we'll connect that to other clocks throughout the body, you could call them. As with all lessons, only do what feels comfortable and rest whenever you want, even if there are directions being given. So begin by standing, letting your arms just hang at your sides. Feel the contact through your feet as you let your weight come through yourself into your feet. And naturally look out into the space where you are and notice as you feel your feet, what do you see? So you're both feeling the contact of your feet and just simply seeing in a very natural way whatever you see, the colors, the textures, the shapes. Whatever's there is perfectly fine. And then slowly shift your weight from one leg to the other, slowly, 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 slowly. So you can feel the weight coming into a leg, feeling that sense of contact through the leg, shifting back through the middle into the other leg, feeling the weight come into the other leg. And as you do this, again, notice as you feel the contact of the weight coming through the legs into the feet, let your eyes simply gaze out and notice how your eyes adjust to the weight shifting. What do you naturally take in? Just simply gazing out into the space. Then gradually reduce the weight shifting until you have a sense of making it smaller and smaller to each side and coming to the middle. When you come to the middle again, feel the contact through your feet. Notice where you're looking, what you're looking at, the colors, the textures, the shapes. And sense the natural rhythm of your breath and the inhalation and the exhalation simply naturally occurring. And in a very simple way, whatever way you perceive, just sense the presence of the body, mind, organism, whatever label you might wish to attach to this is fine. The sense of you is fine, the sense of awareness. Just sense the presence of that, simply being here in contact with the room and the earth. And have the sense as you are simply standing and feeling the contact of your feet, at the same time, the natural rhythm of your breath is occurring and you're inhaling the air, you could call it the space, whatever label you wish to attach to that is fine, of the room in which you're in. Simply breathing, standing, seeing, and feeling contact. And then walk around and simply notice how you weight shift when you're walking. Very natural way, how you give your weight to one leg, then the other. And as you do this, again, simply looking around and noticing how your vision or your seeing orients to that natural sense of simply walking. And you can turn and look, you can focus on a particular object if you wish, you can pick something up, you can reach out and touch something, you're just simply noticing how it is. And then when you have a sense of that, find a way towards lying down. When you lie down, be sure to take your time and to roll onto your side first and then onto your back. And when you lie down, simply be aware of being aware. Where does the awareness seem to rest, or what seems to be highlighted in and as awareness? In a very natural way, just simply noticing how it is. Just resting in the natural rhythm of the inhalation and the exhalation. Noticing if any regions of yourself are signaling you in any way. Noticing the contact that you have with the surface that you're on. If you were dipped into a bottle of ink and blotted on a page, where would there be dark ink impressions? Where would there be lighter spaces? What's your unique pressure signature with the surface that you're on? And as you rest in the natural rhythm of your breath, have a sense of which regions of yourself do you feel that movement of breath? Quite naturally, not trying to have something special occur, just simply noticing how it is. How do you feel the breath pervade you? Just simply resting in that natural rhythm of breathing. That simple pulse of breath. And sense the contact of your pelvis, and particularly the right and left sides of your pelvis. If you were to put a little ball right in the middle of your pelvis, would it roll perhaps a little to the left or a little to the right, or would it just rest in the middle? And then notice the contact of your ribs. Again, however that contact appears to you. And the contact of both shoulders. And is there one shoulder that feels closer in contact to the surface you're on? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Just checking it out. And have a sense of your own depth or dimensionality, whatever word you wish to use, that sense of simply being here and being present in the space of the room and the inner space of the body. Just that sense of occupying yourself or inhabiting yourself in a very natural way, however that appears for you. What's it like to simply rest in and as the presence of this body-mind being? And then slowly bring both knees up so your feet are flat, the legs can stand independently, not resting against each other, and find a comfortable space or distance, positioning of the feet, where the head of your femur, your thigh bone, inserting into your pelvis sockets feels comfortable. So you can shift around, you can adjust position of your feet, you can try several positions just to add variations. So it's comfortable to leave the legs standing upright. And now feel the presence of your spine, particularly as a kind of connection space between the pelvis and the head. However your spine presents itself, It may appear indistinct. It may be specific. You might feel certain regions where the vertebrae are quite clear, other regions not as much. You might feel very little. You might feel a lot. Whatever you discover is just fine. Now, if the pelvis can be imagined to be resting on a clock face, an old analog clock, where 12 o'clock is in the direction of your head and 6 o'clock is in the direction of your feet, 3 o'clock is towards the left, and 9 o'clock is towards the right. Begin a light movement of tilting your pelvis very, very lightly up towards 12 o'clock and then coming back to your neutral starting space. And do much less than you could do. As with all lessons, focus more on the sense of lightness and ease and comfort, smoothness. So the size of the movement is really unimportant. It's the quality of the movement that's important. And even though someone looking from the outside might not see any movement at all, internally you can feel it, or you can feel the impulse to move, which is just fine too. You're just tilting the pelvis a little bit upward so the space between the lower spine or the lumbar part of the spine and the surface you're on decreases, and then as you return to your neutral starting position, you have a slight, very slight natural arch. And as you do this movement, find the size and the pace, the timing of doing the movement. Just a few times. And then let that go and just pause for a moment. Back at neutral. Attuned to the natural rhythm of your breathing. Now, when you're ready, tilt your pelvis in the opposite direction towards 6 o'clock. So you're arching a little bit in the lumbar spine. It's coming further away from the surface you're on. And then as you return back to neutral, you can decrease that arch. Again, just doing only what feels really comfortable. So this is a really important thing. It's to know what is comfortable and how do you regulate the size of a movement to attune to that sense of comfort and ease and smoothness. How do you give your own nervous system a message through your movement of ease, of comfort, of smoothness? Just a few times is fine. And then pause for a moment to just absorb what you've been doing. When you're ready, combine the two directions. So you're tilting up towards 12 o'clock, towards your head, coming back through the middle, tilting down towards 6 o'clock, coming back through the middle. And as you do this movement of combining the two directions, harmonize that movement with the natural rhythm of your breath so that the movement and your breath accommodate to each other and support each other. So once again, you might just do one or two or three movements and then pause and rest and notice how you're affecting yourself. So you're doing this in a way which is not mechanical. It's really aimed at the sense of quality and ease. And answering the question for yourself of, What is light and easy and comfortable right now? What size of movement, what pace of movement, what accommodation to the breath? And as you continue to attune to these questions of what's easier and lighter and smoother, less effort, notice how this tilting movement of the pelvis influences other regions of yourself. As you keep attuning to the lightness and the smoothness, resting whenever you want, what other regions of yourself start to become involved with this very central core kind of movement? By involved, could mean anything. Are affected, begin to enter awareness, have a sense of appearing or signaling in some way, wanting to adjust. What does it mean when you invite other regions of yourself to become involved in a movement that's occurring, that you're making? And what kind of involvement do you like to invite? That's in harmony with the movement and the natural rhythm of your breath. Of course, you can rest anytime you want. And then just pause for a moment. And then stretch out, take a full rest. Once again, just simply attune to the natural rhythm, the breathing. Feeling how the breath moves through you and what regions of yourself become involved quite naturally in the movement of your breathing. Simply resting, absorbing, perceiving. As you rest and simply breathe, open your eyes and become aware of how your eyes orient in space, what you see, which directions you look in, the colors, the shapes, the textures, where you tend to look. As you simply rest in the natural rhythm of your breath and feel the presence of the whole body at rest. And as you rest, particularly feel the presence of your torso, your pelvis, your ribs, your chest, your spine. So you have this sense almost of inhabiting or feeling the presence of your core, sense of your body, mind, being. And even as you look out, you also feel the inner space of yourself. So you're seeing, perceiving the space of the room, and at the same time feeling, perceiving, inhabiting, whatever words you wish to use, the inner space of the body. Not trying to make anything happen, just simply resting in whatever you perceive. Noticing if there are any slight adjustments that are occurring, any movements that naturally occur to create that sense of just resting. And then when you're ready, bring your knees up, feet flat. Again, find a comfortable position for the legs so it's easy to stand them. Feel the contact of the pelvis, the surface you're on. Very lightly tilt the pelvis towards 3 o'clock of the clock face, towards the left, and come back. Again, what's the size of the movement that feels comfortable? It's light and it's easy. Easy to go out, easy to reverse back to the center. Could be very, very small, or just simply the about to move space and come back. And notice as you take the pelvis over to 3 o'clock, do you use your knees and legs to do that movement? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Do you dip the knees and legs towards 3 o'clock, or do you leave them standing relatively upright? If you're dipping the legs over towards 3 o'clock, a couple times, take the pelvis towards 3 o'clock, but don't take the legs in that direction. Leave them relatively upright. Of course, they might move a little bit, but you're leaving them relatively upright. So you're just lightly taking the pelvis towards 3 o'clock and coming back, letting the legs remain relatively upright. And then when you're ready, do the same movement and take the legs a little bit over to the left, just a little bit to bring that added resource to the movement, and notice how that affects the movement. So you have a real comparison between when you use your legs and when you don't use your legs to take the pelvis over towards 3. And then when you've checked that out, come back to the center and just pause for a moment. Then very lightly tilt the pelvis over towards 9 o'clock and come back to the center. Very lightly. Again, notice which strategy you tend to use by habit. Do you like to bring the legs over to help with the tilting, or do you just leave the legs relatively upright? You can try both variations and notice if you favor one particular strategy more than the other. Or maybe you have some different strategy altogether. What allows you to introduce more ease, more smoothness, a little bit sense of lighter movement? How can you adjust the way you organize yourself to do this movement to create a little bit more ease? And then come back to the center and just pause for a moment. Now, before actually combining the two directions, for a moment, just imagine doing the combination where you take the pelvis to the left, come back through the center, take it a little bit to the right, come back to the center in your imagination. Whatever that's like. And if you can't imagine it, just simply pretend you're imagining it and notice what that's like. In other words, just supposing it's a possibility to imagine taking the pelvis over to 3 o'clock, coming back to the middle, taking it to 9 o'clock. So in a sense, you're rehearsing the movement or pretending to rehearse the movement. Just a few times and then let it go, pause. And when you're ready, actually do the movement where you combine both directions of taking the pelvis over to 3 o'clock, back through the middle, over to 9 o'clock. Notice which strategy you initially favor. Is it one where you bring the legs into play as part of the movement, or the one where you keep the legs relatively stable and upright, not moving the legs in order to move the pelvis? Now, in one of these movements, don't use the legs. Just tilt the pelvis towards 3 o'clock, come back to the middle, go to 6 o'clock, sorry, to 9 o'clock, come back to the middle, so that you're not really bringing your legs into play. You're just sort of tilting the pelvis. And notice, are there other regions of yourself that you need to adjust to make the tilting of the pelvis alone a little bit easier? Can you accommodate the tilting of the pelvis without the legs to the natural rhythm of your breath? And if you do that, do you need to make adjustments in your ribs or your spine, your shoulders, your head, your feet? You can pause anytime you want. You can rest anytime you want. Simply notice what other regions of yourself like to get involved to make the tilting of the pelvis between 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock a little bit easier. If you like, you can put your hands anywhere on your torso or elsewhere to sense how these different regions of yourself like to get involved in this movement. Gradually make the movement smaller and smaller and smaller to each side until you have the sense of just resting right in the middle of the movement, where it would be easy to move in either direction. As you do that and you rest back into the center again, just for a moment, open your eyes. Be aware of the space of the room. Be aware of the breathing occurring through yourself and the connection of the breath to the space of the room, how your eyes are oriented. And then once or twice, tilt the pelvis between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Notice how the previous directions between 3 and 9 have affected the way you tilt between 12 and 6. Again, very lightly, just a few times, really going for quality. And when you have a sense of that, you can just stretch out again, take a full rest. And simply noticing, where do you seem to inhabit that whole space of the body-mind being? Are there any regions that highlight themselves? Are there any regions that are signaling? Or if nothing's happening of that sort, you can just simply rest in the natural rhythm of your breath. And as you rest in the natural rhythm of your breath, you can open your eyes and notice once again how the eyes orient the gaze as you simply rest in the natural rhythm of your breath, almost having the sense that the breath is a kind of bridge between the interior space of yourself that keeps changing in volume as you breathe, and the space of the room. That the space of the room finds its connection into the space of yourself through the natural rhythm of the breath, the inner space of the body, the outer space of the room, simply intermixing with each breath. Now, in your imagination, before you actually do these movements, imagine that you're taking your pelvis along the numbers of the clock so that you actually take your pelvis all the way around the clock face, going from 12 to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, slowly moving in your imagination. You're not actually doing this. You're just imagining it. Or, if it's hard to imagine, you just simply can pretend to imagine it. Consider it a possibility that might be doable, that you might imagine sometime. Going all the way around the clock face, noticing if there are areas where you might make fine adjustments in your imagination to help with this. And then when you're ready, bring your knees up, feet flat. Find a comfortable position for the feet so it's easy to stand the legs. Become particularly attuned to the natural rhythm of your breathing so that you're just resting in the natural rhythm of your breath. And then when you're ready, slowly take your pelvis up to 12 o'clock. So you're decreasing the space between your lumbar spine, the surface you're on, and then tilting your pelvis towards 1 o'clock, towards 2 o'clock, towards 3 o'clock. Slowly, slowly, slowly doing much less than you might do, you could do. Anytime you start to run into a difficulty, reduce the size of the movement until the movement becomes light and easy. Even if it looks like from the outside you're not doing anything at all, simply taking the pelvis along the different numbers of the clock face, going all the way around the pelvis, in harmony with your breath, you can pause anytime you want. And as you go around the clock face, you keep harmonizing that movement with the natural rhythm of your breath. You can pause anytime you want. And you can reverse directions anytime you want. So if you've been going clockwise, you could reverse going counterclockwise. You can pause anytime you want. Just playfully experimenting. You could go part of the way around the circle and then reverse and go part of the other way. And notice, is it easier to go through some numbers than others? Or do you tend to jump between one number to another number? Again, just simply noticing what's occurring. It doesn't have to be any particular way. You're just simply noticing how you do what you do. And where you can make it easier and lighter, more in harmony with your breathing. And as you make it easier for yourself, again, notice if there are other regions of yourself that adjust into this, that contribute to making the movement of the pelvis around its clock maybe a little bit lighter, a little bit more in harmony with the breath, a little bit easier. These little adjustments that you can make in your position or bringing another region in with your eyes, your ribs, your spine. Good, and then let that go and just pause for a moment in this position. Just absorb what you've been doing. And then when you're ready, notice or pretend or imagine that your head is resting on a clock face in the same way that your pelvis is, so that if you tilted your nose upwards towards your forehead, you'd be tilting your head towards 12 o'clock. If you tilted your nose towards your chest, you'd be tilting your nose towards 6 o'clock on that clock. And if you tilted your head towards 3 o'clock, be to the left, and 9 o'clock would be to the right. Begin with a light movement of tilting your head between 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Very, very lightly. As you do this, harmonize the movement with the natural breath and let your jaw be slack, almost as if you were going to drool. Your lips could be parted so that as you let your mouth and jaw become slack, the sense of ease continues to be there in the tilting of the head between 12 and 6. Just a tiny, tiny bit. As you tilt the head, you could also open the eyes and notice how the eyes like to get involved. Just a little bit, just for a little while. Notice if the eyes like to adjust into this movement in some way to make it easier. For example, do they like to look into the direction of the tilting of the head? Or maybe they don't. Maybe they just passively follow along. And is there a way to tilt the head between 12 and 6 that harmonizes the tilting with your breath so that you actually start to feel how the tilting of the head can sync up with the breathing and with the way in which you actually feel the breath coming in and out of your torso? So you might even feel that the movement of the breath through the torso connects to the movement of the head as it tilts. And then let that go and just stretch out, take a full rest. Just absorb what you've been doing. Notice which regions of yourself are highlighted in or as awareness. If you want, you can even cover your eyes with your palms and just let yourself rest in darkness. And notice how that affects the perception of your own dimensionality, the space of the body-mind being, the rhythm of the breath as it pervades the whole body. And then one last time, bring the knees up, feet flat. Let the hands be wherever you wish. They can rest on your chest, on your ribs, anywhere. And now very lightly, take the head around its clock face. So the head goes from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Very, very small movements, or if it doesn't feel comfortable, just imagine doing it. Pretend you're doing it. Do way, way less than you could do to make it easy to do this for yourself. And don't worry about getting it right. There is no right. Just have that curiosity about what it's like to take the head around the clock face. You can go in one direction clockwise. You can reverse at any time and go counterclockwise. And as you do this, let your jaw be very slack. Again, as if you were going to drool, so your mouth is hanging partially open. Your throat is relaxed, and you can harmonize the movement of your head with the natural rhythm of your breath. Feel what other regions of yourself naturally become involved as the head circles around its clock. What other regions of yourself do you want to adjust to allow this movement of the head to become a little lighter, a little easier? And then pause for a moment. Sense the presence of the whole body just simply resting in the natural rhythm of breath. And then the next time that you move, you'll take the pelvis around its clock face and then let the head coordinate moving around its clock face with the pelvis, however the two link up. So you're letting the head and the pelvis move together in a relatively synchronized way, relatively, around their clock faces, noticing how they influence each other. They don't have to move in the same direction at the same time, but they definitely have an influence on each other, and you want to find a meeting between the head circling on its clock face and the pelvis circling on its clock face, so that there's a sense of connectedness, coordination. But maybe they move slightly differently from each other. Where's the connectedness? And when you start to have that sense of connection between the head and the pelvis, notice what likes to become involved in enhancing that connectedness in your torso. As you breathe naturally, which regions of yourself naturally start to participate to make this a little bit easier to do? You can pause whenever you wish. You can rest whenever you wish. And let it be playful. You know, if you want, you can even smile when you're doing it. Notice how that affects doing it. Just a kind of fun, odd little dance of connectedness. Changing directions as you wish. And then just pause for a moment before taking a final rest and simply attune to the presence of the whole body and the breath pervading the body. And then one last time, take the pelvis around its clock face. You can go clockwise, you can go counterclockwise, and notice if there's been any change in the way in which you do this. Perhaps it might be easier to go through some numbers. You might have a sense of a different pace or a size of movement, a different way of accommodating to the breath, and you just let the other regions naturally accommodate into this movement pattern. And then let it go and stretch out. Just sense the presence of the whole body, mind, being. Noticing the regions that are highlighting themselves in awareness or as awareness. Noticing that sense of inhabiting the whole body, mind system. Or occupying it as awareness or in awareness. If you were dipped into a bottle of ink and blotted on the page, what would your ink impression be like now? Are there any regions that would have filled out in their impressions? And then slowly open your eyes and notice how the eyes are oriented to the space of the room. And as you do that, again, feel the presence of the whole body, however you experience it, whatever that's like. And as you bring your knees up and feet flat and roll a little to one side and roll a little to the other side, start to make your way towards sitting and then coming to standing. But take your time and really let your eyes and breath be a part of the orienting as you become more and more vertical, so that you're playfully experimenting with ways to get up slowly, slowly, slowly. Noticing where you like to rest. Noticing how you like to give your weight from one place to the next. And just taking your time. Sometimes people like to crawl around a little, that's okay too. When you do come to standing, you just let your arms hang at your sides and feel how your weight comes through you into your feet. And open your eyes and notice how your gaze is oriented now after the lesson. Whether you look to the left, to the right, or up or down, what colors and textures you see. How your breath naturally pervades the space of the body. As you feel the connection of the feet to the floor. And shift your weight slowly from one leg to the other. And let your eyes look out into the room. So that you notice how your eyes become involved with the weight shifting. Notice if there's a difference shifting onto one leg or the other. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. And gradually reduce the weight shifting until you come to the center, that middle, relatively neutral space. And then walk around the room and notice how the lesson has affected the way you walk. And notice what you see and how your eyes orient towards walking. Be sure to look around. You can walk up to things and touch them or pick them up. Has anything changed in the way in which you orient in the space of the room, or the sense of the space of the room connecting to the space of the body? Just simply letting the whole organism adjust to being upright and integrating the changes. And particularly notice how your pelvis and how your head like to connect while you're upright and moving around or standing. How do they like to mutually adjust to each other so that you feel vertical and comfortable in your verticality? You could even let the head and the pelvis just find their relationship in this orientation. Be sure to let your eyes adjust as well. Because if you let your eyes only stay fixed in one place, it will limit your head making adjustments to the rest of yourself. And you can continue to play with this sense of mutual adjustment of the head and eyes to the pelvis, pelvis to the head, and to the feet as you walk, as you stand, as you sit throughout your day.